Up until earlier today, there was an extra hole in my house.
Your Daily Lex.
A while ago, a couple months back, contacted the local electricians who we like because we wanted to do a couple things to the house. We wanted to replace a very high up motion sensor light. We wanted to add some exterior soffit lighting, and we wanted to fix some landscape lighting. And they were supposed to do it several weeks back, and then they called a couple weeks ago and said, hey, we're not going to come then. Can we come while you're in Copenhagen? And I was like, no, they didn't phrase it that way, but that was the crux. And I was like, no, you can't come then. So they came the day before yesterday. And they were here all day. Well, first, when they come, you know, the people who are doing the work are not the people who came to give the estimates for the work. And the grizzled older guy is like, how the hell am I supposed to do this? He didn't use the word hell, but he was like, how are we going to get these soffit lights up there? How are we going to do this? He was like so grumpy about it. And it was quite funny. But they figured it all out. It's much later in the day because they've been there all day. And I have to go to a doctor's appointment. And as I'm trying to leave, the junior guy stops and he's like, hey, I'm sorry again about the ceiling. And I'm like, what? He's like, the other guy didn't tell you about that. I'm like, what happened to my ceiling? He actually said roof, but he meant ceiling. And when he had been working in the attic, right near the end of the day, he misstepped and stepped through the attic floor into what he called the baby's room. As it turns out, the baby is my daughter, Sierra, who is not home right now. But he said, honestly, if he had been in her room, it would have been so funny to me if all of a sudden a foot came through her ceiling. Why he called it a baby's room, I don't know. It does not look like a baby's room. It looks like a 17-year-old's room, which is what it is. But they poked a hole through it. And they said, yeah, they also couldn't finish the exterior lighting. It's all installed, but the timer they brought didn't work. So like, we're going to come back with another timer. And then the next day, so they came Monday. Now I've got that right. Tuesday, nobody called me. So Wednesday, I called. I'm like, hey, what's the deal? And they called me back 3 times during the day. And they said, we're also going to have our guy who fixes sheetrock issues when we mess them up call you, which he did. And he came today for a long time. He said he's going to have to take multiple visits, which I get. And in terms of when they're going to install the new timer, that's going to be potentially Monday. So there we go. I haven't yet looked at the patchwork he did in my daughter's room, but I'm excited to see. And I believe there's a fan running in there, which I think is a good sign. Unrelated, today I had my first hospice volunteering. I met with a hospice patient, and all I guess I can say is that it went really well, by which I mean, like, his wife was saying to me afterwards, I was there about an hour and a half, like, he never talks like this. I didn't know some of the stories he was telling you. And, you know, they have grown children. The sons visit every other day or so, and they can't come up with anything to say to each other. And so the boys just go and watch TV and stuff. But did he talk to me endlessly, which he did. And I'll be going back again next week. So anyway, I'm a great person. I don't know. I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. I overall feel like I'm pretty good at time zones. Like, we did great when we went to Copenhagen, but I have been struggling since we came home. Typically going to bed between 9:30 and 10, which is not horrible, but I would like to stay up a little bit later and not be as tired as I am right now at 5:30. And I would like to not keep waking up as early as I have been. Now, today I made it till 6 a.m. Like, I woke up at 6 a.m. on the dot. But I'd love to see if I can go even later than that. We'll find out. Happy Thursday. Goodbye.
Lex.